Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Beard, your speaker. Today we will continue in our current series of studies, Christ, the Rock of Ages. On our last broadcast, we considered Christ, the Rock of Israel, and the rock upon which the church is built, two great companies of people, and the Lord has a relationship to both companies as a rock, as a foundation. Now today, with the help of the Lord, we wish to consider Christ as the rock of the individual life. And we will turn to the 7th chapter of Matthew. If you have your Bibles near at hand, you may wish to turn with us. 7th chapter of Matthew, the last chapter of the Sermon on the Mount. Our Lord Jesus Christ said in that portion of Scripture, verse 24, these words, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Now, I don't know whether you noticed or not, but the very first word I read from the Scriptures was the word "therefore." This links it up with the verses that have immediately preceded this. And wherever you have the word "therefore" or "wherefore" in the Scripture, you may supply the words "because of this." Our Lord might have said, if he was speaking in our language, "because of this, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock." Well, now, what are these sayings? We'll read in verse 21. "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, I will liken him unto that man that built his house on the rock." Now the Lord Jesus Christ, in verses 21 to 23, is warning us of profession without possession. Here is a group of people, Lord, Lord, that say to him, Lord, Lord. They own him. They profess to own him, at least. And they will say, not everyone, he says, Lord, Lord, they shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. This is the quote of the Lord himself. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord." But they do say, Lord, Lord, they're professors. "They shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is not going to be there because they are mere professors. Now notice, please, in the next verse, that they are more interested in what they are doing than what God has done. Verse 22, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?" They are all involved, occupied with what they are doing. And the Lord says, "You've made a mistake. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." They were so busy doing their good works, they did not realize who they were doing them for and why they were doing them. Certainly not to establish a relationship with him. He says to them, "I never knew you." It's a matter of a personal relationship. You didn't know me. You called me Lord, and you were interested in what you were doing, but you were never interested in what I had done for you. Now the professor, or rather the possessor, is occupied with what the Lord has done for him. He claims the Lord as his very own because he died for him on the cross. He claims the Lord in a very personal way. Our Lord Jesus Christ wants to establish a personal relationship with each and every one of us. We read in Matthew 11, verse 28, the words of our Lord, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But notice, please, he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Laboring to be justified, perhaps, heavy laden with the burden of our own sin, and can find no rest because of our sin. We fear to meet God because of our sin. The Lord says, "Come to me. Come to me, all you that labor, laboring to be justified, heavy laden with your own sin, and I will give you rest." How can he give me rest in regard to my own sin? Well, he can give me rest by telling me that he died for my sin. He bore my burden on the cross of Calvary. All the sins, all the wrongdoing that I had ever done was placed to the charge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God placed those sins upon him. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him, that is upon Christ, the iniquities of us all. Now our Lord Jesus Christ has borne my sin, and he wants to tell me that. He says, "Come to me, I have something to tell you. I bore the burden of your sins upon the cross. You don't have to work to be justified. I did the work on the cross." I think of two men that were comparing their religion one day, and one man said, he was advocating all the things that he had done. He was just like these people right here in verse 22 of our chapter. "Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils?" I've never done that one yet. "And in thy name done many wonderful works." This man was of the same ilk. He was talking about all he had done for the Lord, and he hoped to get to heaven. The other man listened to him quietly. He was a true believer. He had been born again. And he says there's a slight difference in our religion. He says, "You spell your religion with two letters, and I spell my religion with four letters. You spell your religion with the letters D-O. I spell my religion with the letters D-O-N-E, done." Christ did everything that was necessary on the cross to save you and me from our sins. And the Lord wants a personal relationship, and it's so easy to establish that relationship when we realize we're sinners and we flee to him for grace. Flee to him for the forgiveness of our sins, and we can be forgiven. We are forgiven because he died for those sins. He paid for those sins already on the cross, and we can have it for the taking. And he wants that personal relationship that will result in love and adoration and worship for the one who took our place upon the cross of Calvary. Now the Lord Jesus gives us an illustration about these two classes, the one who does the Father's will and those who do not. And then he says, "Therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock." Now let's get something settled here. These sayings of mine and doeth them, does salvation result from what we do? It's the doing of the sayings. Now, let me read two scriptures and illustrate exactly what the Lord means by this statement. In John chapter 5 and verse 24, we read, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," and the Lord Jesus is the speaker, "verily, verily, I say unto you," this is personal, "he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life." Now this is the doing that the Lord is speaking about. doing these sayings, simply believing in them. The next chapter has a wonderful verse in it, and the Lord again is the speaker. We read in John chapter 6, verses 28 and 29, "Then said they unto him," that is, those that were listening to him that day, and there was a crowd of people, a multitude, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" Fair question, isn't it? What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Notice the Lord's answer. "Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." This is what the Lord is saying, doing these things of my believing on what God says. Now this man built his house upon the rock of the sayings of Christ, and the sayings of Christ have stability, and they are a foundation because he himself is the rock of ages. All right? The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. This is the illustration of those who place their faith in what Christ has done, not upon what they're doing. The next man was placing his faith in the wrong place. We read of him, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not," they don't accept Christ as the Savior, they don't believe on him. The Father, that's the work of God. Remember what we read? Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." You can't do anything better than to please God than to just take Christ as the one who died for you. All right? This man built his house, the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it, because he built it on sand, the sands of his own opinions. I've heard so many people say, "I believe that God is," and they tell you a lot of things that they think that you have to do to get to heaven. I don't want human philosophy here. I want the Word of God. I want to know exactly what I am to do, and I am to accept his Son. And that is what God wants us to do. Now, after we have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can use him as a foundation of our life. We read in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, "No other foundation can," Paul is the speaker, "for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid Jesus, which is Jesus Christ." Paul here is speaking about the Christian life. And I want to read that correctly. "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." And then he goes on and talks about the Christian life. The building materials, the gold, the silver, the precious stone, in contrast to the wood and the hay and the stubble. Let me suggest, the gold and the silver and the precious stones are those things that are done out of love to him. Not for our own aggrandizement, but of love to the one who loved us and gave himself for us. Our Father, today we pray that you bless your word to human hearts, and may there be many who will build on the rock. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.